Much of the hurricane relief effort in Puerto Rico is coming from volunteers who've taken matters into their own hands by creating their own small assistance networks. There are four workers there from Logan Airport who are traveling around the island this week delivering food and other supplies they've arranged to have sent there. WBUR's Simone Rios found them and has this report.
Outside a street-side restaurant in the town of Piñones, not far from San Juan, four volunteers stand behind their truck, discussing their next steps on the devastated island. Sporting a Red Sox hat is Arnoldo Ortiz, who lives in Everett, but who's native to Patillas, Puerto Rico. Ortiz says he couldn't stand the uncertainty of not knowing if his people were okay.
Our families, we were really devastated, don't know what's going on with them. We tried to find information until we decided to create a crew to bring stuff down. We put papers around the office, emails, phone numbers, everything to collect as much donation we could.
Then Ortiz headed for the island with three other Puerto Ricans who work at Logan Airport. One from Everett, one from Danvers, one from Worcester, and one from Revere. They're all employees of American Airlines, and they say the company has supported them not only with airfare, but also car rental and travel expenses. Ortiz was last in Puerto Rico in July, and arriving early this week, he says he was blown away by the contrast with what the island looks like now.
Seeing people suffering, not having food, people desperate, everything on the ground, streets destroyed, people devastated, everything, it's just like everything as a whole.
The group came with 17 boxes full of supplies, and each of them carried two bags weighing about 50 pounds each. They brought batteries, canned food, rice, beans, baby formula, shampoo, and other essential items. It could be badly needed in parts of the island where food and other items are in short supply.
So, to be honest, I wanted to be here, to be with my family.
The traveler from Worcester is Humberto Rivera. Being in the United States when Hurricane Maria hit, he says the feeling of helplessness was overwhelming, knowing your family is suffering and being unable to do anything about it.
And everybody was saying, why you want to be over there? This is the worst. I said, because when you and your family, anything could happen. If anything happened, we all together. If the ships go down, we all together.
The group plans to stay until Friday, but they have more supplies coming into the airport in San Juan that they'll pick up before heading out again to make more deliveries. Derica Acevedo of Danvers says that after the hurricane, she feels like she doesn't have a home anymore, but she had to be with her family.
I was not in touch with my family. I have my mom down here, and it was a whole week without knowing anything about her. I was depressed. I was stressed. It was affecting my job. It was affecting my family at home. Instead, I decided to join the group and just come down and bring her what she needed.
Acevedo says she posted to Facebook to see if anybody in her network needs help. At least one person responded, and the four volunteers actually went to the town and delivered supplies. And with 2 days left on the island, the group is still taking requests. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios in San Juan, Puerto Rico.